With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're recording.
Yay!
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose,
where two black ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And what an episode.
I know. For episode two.
Goddamn. That was a lot.
Mike, you have me shook, Mike Fleiss.
For reals.
Well, what are your initial thoughts?
Okay, my initial thoughts. One, Ari is still lame as hell.
Yeah.
He still has not won me over.
Ari is actually worse looking than he was in past
episodes. He's growing uglier and uglier.
He's getting uglier.
Because we're seeing more of the gray. We're getting more close up of his face.
His face!
I'm not into it.
Oh, man.
At all. Crystal, who was one of our favorites,
yeah,
is no longer a favorite. But she just did a whole, was it 180?
Yeah.
180 from, I was like, oh yeah, I love Crystal last episode, and now she's on my last nerve.
Yeah.
And then my last thought, CN.
CN is out.
CN came for everybody's edges this week. Not only did she, I mean, we'll get to it, but she won the group date.
Mm-hmm.
And we just learned so much about her. Like, she's a badass bitch.
Yeah, she is.
I'm very excited to just keep watching more of her.
I don't know what she's doing on this show.
I don't know what she is doing here. She is way above, like, just in a different league than Ari, for one.
Oh, for sure.
And half the girls on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. So, yeah, CN, I don't know what's happening there.
But yeah, I don't know. But I'm sure you have big plans, girl.
I'm sure you got big plans. Yeah. I'm excited to keep watching.
My initial thoughts are that these dates were incredibly unfair, and we'll get into it, but I just thought
weird dates this week.
Analysis of both of the dates, I just thought was really just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Ari definitely has jaundice on the bottom half of his face. Which is very unfortunate.
Oh, no.
And I don't know what that's about, Ari. I don't know what that's about, makeup department,
yeah.
The Bachelor ABC. But somebody needs to help him out.
He has different... I told you from Emily's season, I had said it before, that his foundation on his face never matched his neck.
Yeah.
And now he's got some jaundice issues. Like, I don't know who is giving him the ill setup in the makeup department.
Yeah.
But it's not cute.
Wow. And lighting. Everybody needs to work together as a team to defeat this. Because this is bad. And also, I feel like Becca is really one to watch out for.
Short hair Becca.
Okay. Becca was down there tonguing him down and then coming back and be like, hi guys.
Yep.
Not saying shit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Some other girls need to learn. Don't spill your, like, what you're going on with him.
Yeah, you're good
like,
tea.
You're good tea. Mm-hmm. Keep that to yourself. Yeah, Becca's one to watch.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
For sure. But before we get into the recap, we have to do the Peter and Eric update. We just have to do it, guys.
No, every week.
I feel like people probably skip through this. Like, fuck these bitches. I don't care about these men.
Oh,
but we care, so we gonna do it. So Peter is just minding his own damn business, living his life. if you guys don't already, you need to follow him on Instagram because he posts the most beautiful photos.
Yeah, he posts some thirst traps.
Oh my God, some thirst traps. Mm-hmm. He does like fitness like videos as well. So if you want to see a little Peter moving, you gotta click on those.
Peter in motion.
Peter in motion. So he's just out here just doing his fitness thing still. So he's not really up to a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But in other Bachelor Nation kind of news, Winter Games is coming up.
Yay!
And even if you just Google Winter Games, there are a million and one think pieces on why Peter is not on Winter Games.
Really?
Yes!
Peter, we need you back on TV!
People are obsessed. I don't want him on Winter Games, though. He needs to be on his own show on, like, another network that's a little more class. Like, not The Bachelor.
Yeah.
He needs something else, but...
So for Eric, Mr. Bigger... He's out here also minding his own business, up to his cryotherapy, which I love.
What?
Cryotherapy. Have
what
you not heard of it?
Mm-mm.
It's when you get into this tank, you're naked, and you get into this cold. It's like negative 45 degrees.
You go into like this little like spaceship looking
thing. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that, yes.
And you go in there for whatever, like 10 minutes, and then you come out and you have no ailments, no nothing is wrong with you.
Oh, like heals you?
Yeah, it heals your internal.
Damn, anyone for like losing weight or something. I got one that melts fat away.
No.
Oh, fuck.
And he is doing some good commentary on the Golden Globes because it was women themed and that was like one of his things. It was like women empowerment.
He's
into it.
He has those hats.
He has those women, dad hats.
Women over everything or something.
Yep.
Like that. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Cute.
Yep. And then he's going to be on Winter Games.
He is.
My boo.
He is. Mm-hmm. So we have some news on Winter Games, guys. Very excited. It debuts on February 13th.
Yay!
8 p.m. It's probably going to be a smooth 8 to midnight because, you know, they have to stretch the shit out. Apparently, it's only a 4-episode series. So I'm actually not joking. It probably is going to be from, like, 8 to midnight. It's only 4 episodes.
It's only the 4 episodes?
Yeah. February 13th. And then I think also, let me see. 13th, the 15th, the 20th, and the 22nd. I don't know what that is, but...
Oh, okay.
So, 4 episodes, and they said Bachelor Rental Games will feature 14 bachelor and bachelorettes from a smattering of countries across the world seeking to hurdle language barriers and cultural differences to romantically connect with a dozen fan favorites from The Bachelor and Bachelorette. So they have a whole bunch of people from Bachelorette USA.
Mm-hmm.
So like Eric's gonna be their dean. We talked about Ben, who used to be Ben, what's his last name? Ben Higgins, who was a bachelor a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Josiah.
I was about to say fan favorite. I saw that musty nigga Josiah in the previews.
I don't know which fan is a favorite.
I don't know. Is favoring Josiah.
Yeah, he's there, though.
All right.
I also saw Ashley I, who we know.
Oh,
cries
boy.
All the time. Yeah. Her Botox-filled face. Claire, who was from Juan Pablo's season.
Okay.
Who was famous for... She was on Juan Pablo's season and Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, wow.
But I think she's famous for, like, they had sex or something.
Her and Juan Pablo?
Juan Pablo.
Ugh.
I think it was pre-Fantasy Suites.
Oh, Claire.
And then she felt some type of way about it afterwards.
Oh, yeah, she was in the helicopter, and he was like...
Oh, that's what it was. Yes.
Eat your ass.
He whispered
something disgusting.
He whispered some foul fuckboy
like,
shit in her ear.
Disgusting.
And she was like, what? You literally just made me feel cheap as hell.
Yeah.
Gross.
In a helicopter,
in a
right?
helicopter.
It was just all kinds of high class.
Straight
sucker.
Trash.
Ugh.
Anyway, she's gonna be on there and try to find love again.
Okay, good.
And then we have people from all over the world, like Bachelor franchises all over the world, from Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Finland, the UK, Sweden, China, Japan, Switzerland, Germany.
Wow.
Like, they really reached in and grabbed.
Yeah, everybody.
Everyone. So I'm excited because we're gonna see people that we've never.
Is there no Bachelor South before. Africa?
There's no South Africa there.
There's
Why?
No Bachelor. There's no Bachelor in the continent of Africa?
They might have a South Africa, they're just not here.
Oh, okay.
But you try to see Bachelor Zambia.
I'm trying to see, yes!
Bachelor Nigeria.
Bachelor Ghana? Like, no?
I highly
doubt the whitest show on earth has an African franchise. So yeah, that's a little bit on Bachelor Winter Games. Very excited. Peter will not be there, but we will be watching anyway.
Yes, we will. Yes, and recapping.
Yeah, we will. Mm-hmm. All right. Should we just jump in?
Yes, jump into this episode.
All right. So the episode opens with Ari standing on a mountaintop with a motorcycle. And his hair looking fucking gray as shit.
It's not even silver. It's gray.
Gray. It's no salt and pepper. No. It's no... Mm-mm. That's old man gray.
Yeah.
It's not cute.
Which is interesting because his dad and brother both have full heads of brown hair.
Yeah. So what gene was that that just skipped on over his brother and went to him? Like, so he's there on the mountaintop chilling. And then we go to the house where we have 21 girls.
Mm-hmm.
Still a shit ton of girls left in this house.
Drinking mimosas
all fucking day. Screaming and just, oh my God. Everything is like, oh my God.
Screaming.
You notice that there's so much noise, like constantly. Yeah. I would go nuts with this house, these girls. And then Chris Harrison walks in with a date card.
Yay.
Date card, and it's a one-on-one date. And it's going to Becca K.
Oh, yeah. Minnesota,
who for a second I was like, who? I don't.
You never remember her.
I don't. There's two Beccas. There's the one that matters. The short-haired 15-year-old. And then there's this other Becca who, very pretty. Like, we get to learn more about her, but I had no clue who that was at first. And her date card says, I think it said, hold on tight.
Yeah. Something stupid something. Like that.
And so the girls are always like, oh my God, what does that mean? It could be this, it could be that. You're going on a motorcycle.
Right, that's it. It's not that deep.
Right. So Ari pulls up. They're going on the motorcycle date. All the girls are outside, like, watching her.
Which I found very odd, you guys. I have never gotten to episode 2. I've only seen maybe the first 15 minutes of episode 1.
Yeah.
And then, like, episode, like, 15 on.
Skip everything.
And skip everything else. So I was like, why are all these girls seeing her off on her date? Like,
it's not usually like that. Like, it's prom, right? Like,
what?
It's usually the girls are inside, he picks up the girl, and then they go. But I guess because they had a car, like a special vehicle.
Oh, okay.
The producer's like, bitches, get outside and watch. And so they got to, like,
budget on this.
Got budget on this. Paid a lot for this motorcycle. Get your ass outside. So they ride off into the sunsets, about to start their date. All the girls are excited, jealous, blah, blah, blah. And then we have Crystal, who just had to kill the whole damn vibe.
Yeah, she really did.
What was her story?
They were talking about motorcycles, and she was like, yeah, I'm glad that wasn't me, because I know so many people who've died on motorcycles.
Oh!
Literally, the music stopped, you guys. The editors were like, skirt!
What, bitch? Oh, my God. Killed the whole vibe with her sadness. Like, okay, we're sad for your brother, whoever was in the accident, but goddamn. Anyways, so we go on their date, and this was a very odd date.
That's what I wrote, too. It was very odd.
Very odd. It was a cool date for the girl, but it was just still an odd date. So they go to this mansion, and Rachel Zoe is there.
Looking like she is straight out of museum. You guys,
old as dust.
What is going on with Rachel Zoe?
Where did they dig her from? Dig her up from?
I don't know.
Remember her show? Didn't she? She
yeah,
a show.
She did the Zoe Project.
The Zoe Project.
I made that up. I totally made that up.
Something like that. It was like on E or Bravo.
It was on Bravo.
Yeah. So we haven't seen her since that show.
No.
And Rachel Zoe's in the mansion, and their date is basically, Becca is trying on these gorgeous gowns
that Rachel Zoe made, of course.
That Rachel Zoe made. And Ari is sitting on a couch with a cheese platter as she comes and, like, models the dresses. Very odd.
I would be really weirded out.
Really weird.
Yeah.
And then Ari was like, which just felt so, I think one reason, another reason I don't like him is he just feels so, sorry, so many. Reason number 849 why I don't like Ari.
No.
He just says things that just sound so disingenuous.
Right.
He said when I met you, like why he chose her for this date. He was like, when I met you, I just thought it'd be cool to spoil you.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Her.
You didn't even know her. You don't even know if she's into dresses or dressing up or like things like that.
stop saying these things.
Like, the girl, I'm sure there's a girl in there who is more into fashion.
Right.
Than Becca.
Right. And that this day would have been more, like, fitting
mm-hmm.
for her. So now Ari's just saying things.
Right.
Like, just saying lines.
Yeah.
Becca is just eating it all up, like, oh my god, thank you.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, she's from Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, actually,
there's nowhere to get Rachel Zoe dresses in Minnesota. I'm sure. Oh, maybe the Mall of America?
True. Okay, now that you say this, maybe this is right? why he thought he wanted.
Right?
Like, he was like, who's that girl from Minnesota? Yeah, she's never had anything nice. Let's go. Let's go do this lavish date.
Yeah, because she probably can't even try it on. Like, us living in New York, we can go to Bergdorf's right now and try it on. Right, and
try on whatever the hell we want. Ain't buying shit, but no. we can try it on.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get it.
Yeah,
I so get maybe it. That's why. All right. I see. So she got to her all these dresses, mm-hmm. and then he whipped out a pair of Christian Louboutin,
mm-hmm.
red bottoms, for those of y'all who don't know.
Yes.
Those are easily, like, $1,000 shoes.
Easily, yeah. And they're anywhere called. Between one and two.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So she got a pair of those,
mm-hmm.
and he surprised her and said she got to keep all the dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And her face, she almost looked like she about to fall out. I almost fell out. I was like, yeah. what? And then Neil Lane's, like, intern yeah. showed up with, always had this, like, padded box
uh-huh.
with these big-ass gaudy jewels.
Oh, my God, they were horrible, guys.
Horrible looking.
So, ugh.
Ugh. But she got to keep the earrings yep. from there.
Mm-hmm.
So Becca raked up.
Racking up.
She got thousands of dollars worth of gear.
Mm-hmm.
If I was her, and I said this when we were watching, I would go home immediately and, what is it, set up a Poshmark account?
Everything. Or Poshmark. Guilt.
All eBay. I'm selling every mm-hmm. last item.
Yeah.
I might keep a dresser, too.
Yeah.
Because it seems like she got a whole bunch. So I could probably use one or two. Yes. Got weddings coming up and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll take the two G's.
Sorry, Christian.
Sorry. So she got all kinds of gear. They had a kiss.
In the daytime?
Remember when he gave her the...
Oh, yeah,
he gave her the earrings. They mm-hmm. kissed. She's talking about he has these pillow lips.
Pillow lips. Which is...
Please.
Like, what? Why would you ever describe somebody's lips like pillow lips?
Pillow lips. What does that even mean?
I don't know, girl.
Are Ari's lips even noticeably big?
I don't know.
Like, well, regular white man lips. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He doesn't not have lips. He has lips, but they're not like anything.
And I don't know if he's exfoliating like twice a day.
Oh, okay.
You know, maybe he's in there with the brown sugar and the olive oil.
Maybe that's the pillow effect that they're talking about.
I can see it.
Don't know.
And you know, we're out here in New York with these niggas with strictly Blistex. So we don't know what that's like. So maybe Scottsdale, Arizona got some different types of dudes. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know what this pillow thing's about.
Yeah, it's weird.
Very weird. So they go on their little dates, all the dresses. And then this was weird. So she goes back to the house. She walks in with, like, all these bags. Like, she just came from Rodeo Drive.
Mm-hmm.
All the girls are jealous, and they're like, oh, my God. Bibiana looked like she was about to slice somebody for them shoes.
Yes, she did.
She looked like she was about to cry for them shoes. So she goes there with all the bags, basically just to drop off her stuff, and then leaves to go out on the date.
Yeah.
Which they don't ever really... Usually the girl, when she goes on the one-on-one, mm-hmm. she's gone from the house for the whole day.
Right.
So it was weird that she kind of did a pit stop halfway, dropping off my bags, bye bitches, going to dinner. So that was kind of like...
Yeah, I guess that was to stir the pot a little bit.
I think so. Yeah. So then from there, she goes back, she puts on a dress, mm-hmm. little shiny thing, and then goes back out for her date.
Yeah.
And another just disingenuous quote in my book... from Ari is when he said, he's like, when I met you, you reminded me of my time on the show, or like how I was on the show.
Yeah. How she's the one who made him propose.
Oh, that's Becca.
Yeah.
She's the one. Yeah. During her limo entrance.
In her limo entrance.
Made him go down.
Her name is Rebecca Jane.
Like, two part name.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, like, just saying a lot of things. Like, when I met you, you made me think this. When I met you. And I'm like, you talked to her for, like, literally 5 seconds. little entrance and then inside before somebody stole her, like, stole you away. How did you infer all of this from her?
Yeah, I don't know. And I just feel like they're trying, the producers and whoever is trying to get us to like Becca.
Yeah.
More than we should. Same with Ari. They're trying to, like, push Ari's sex appeal that is non-existent.
Zero appeal.
There is none.
Zero.
And I don't know. It's not working. Yeah. It's not working. Becca seems fine. She seems like a nice girl.
Yeah, she's Becca a sister seems nice. Too. Yeah.
But I don't know what else to, you know. She wouldn't be my pick for the first date.
No, I was very shocked by it. Yeah, I was very shocked. Because she didn't make an impression on me.
Nope.
But apparently she made one on Ari because he's saying all these, you made me think this and you reminded me of that. So, I don't know. He saw something in her that I didn't really see.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that she was smart, funny, and stunning. Like, how do you know she's smart or funny?
Right. What did y'all talk about during your literal 90 seconds of one-on-one time during the first night?
Who knows?
So yeah, their date was pretty much a snooze.
Yeah.
We did learn a little bit about Becca, though.
Mm-hmm.
So her last relationship was on and off for 7 years.
Which is crazy long. Is How old is this girl?
Crazy girl.
In her 20s, right?
No, she's in her 20s, I think. Maybe 30. I don't know. I think she's a good age. She's not one of the 23-year-olds.
Yeah, I think she's like 29, something like that.
Yeah. So on and off for someone for 7 years.
That's crazy. That's the kind of crazy stuff, though, that'll make you go on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Those types of relationships.
Yeah. That's, remember Rachel Lindsay?
Yeah. Her last relationship. That's right.
She was with some fuck nigga who had her running up and down these streets for like 5 years.
5 years.
And that's why she was so fucking scarred that she was like, Peter, if you don't give me this fucking ring, I'm going with Joanne the scammer because I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
I will not.
Yep.
So here we have Becca again.
Here we are.
Here we are again. Oh boy. So yeah, they learn a little bit about her then we always go into the heavy conversation. Her dad passed away from cancer. These moments always make me like remind me that like the Bachelor world is just such an odd world. Because this is such a heavy conversation that you're literally having on, you have to have on the first date.
Yeah, you do.
You have to get all the, like, it's date one, but you might not see him again for another couple dates. Weeks. So you need to divulge and you have to be very emotionally vulnerable so, so quick.
He also bought you $1,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah, bye. Shit. The producers bought all that. Fuck him. He got no credit.
You received, as a gift from him, a lot of stuff. But I don't know how the normal first dates work. I don't think Rachel's was like this.
They all are like this, usually.
Where somebody gets them thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
Oh, no. No. That,
right? Like, what's the reasoning to open up here on, besides, I won't get to see you? That's the only motivation, right?
That's the real motivation. If you have a one-on-one date, you know you gotta get it to work.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta talk about this person who died, that happened, this other trauma.
Yeah,
you gotta
traumas.
Let it all out because you literally might not see him again. So yeah, we learned some like deep stuff about her, and then he has another surprise.
No.
Which basically, like, pulled on a string and, like, some confetti came down or something. Like,
and they were like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And started making out again.
Like, God. You see the producers in the back like, all right, cue the kiss.
Yeah.
Like, that's all
Act
that
excited.
Was. Act excited.
Both of you. Act excited.
Going for the kill.
Oh, my God.
Another thing I noticed with Ari, which he gonna have a fun time with this with the black girls. When he kisses, you notice?
He does the hair. Lots of hair tussling.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All up in her roots.
The black girl? What about Mikkel?
Mikkel got tracks for days.
She got tape-ins. Let me tell you something, boy girls. You ain't low. But girl, you better watch out.
Yeah, he does a lot of hair.
A lot of hair
tussling.
Stuff.
Like, his fingers are deep in there, like, scratching her. He's giving her a good, like, head massage. You know what I mean? But you better watch that with them. Not even just the black girls. As you said, most of the girls in the house have some tracks in.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to taper that down. I just imagine him doing that with a black girl. She's just kind of like bobbing her head, like,
or just stops the kiss and is like, "So let's just talk about this now.
Yeah,
let's just get this out of the way.
Can't be doing all the hair.
Nope,
hands in the hair.
Nope. Hopefully, Mikkel does that conversation first.
Maybe
I don't want that to be a black girl conversation.
They better not air that shit.
Right. If it is. That's what I'm saying.
They best not air the... That is definitely like a moment, though, as a black girl, if you date a white guy. Mm-hmm. It's happened to me before, where I was like,
see?
Your hands got hurt. Really? That's like, definitely no. happened to me. Or I had to explain, like, so, yeah, the hands and the hair, you gotta, like,
tone it down.
Yep. Like, oh, sorry. Like,
yeah. Aw.
Gotta learn.
Yeah.
But it's not even just the black girls now. The white girls got tracks too. So all that hand in the hair kissing stuff from 2000, like 2002.
Yeah.
It's 2018 now. We got white girls named Mikkel.
Right. From Utah.
From Utah.
With bundles.
With 30-inch bundles. Jesus. So that was Becca's date. Back at the house... They're talking about, I guess they're waiting around to see if a date card is coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Brittany, love Brittany, black girl Brittany.
Yes.
Still talking about this damn kiss that she had with
him. Oh my God, this peck.
She did have the first kiss.
Yeah.
So we're going to give her that.
Okay.
But it was a peck.
Yeah, it was nothing, girl.
Stop describing it as amazing. It could not have been amazing.
No.
They're giving him too much credit because he's like the...
Because he's whack. Because he's whack as shit and they don't want to admit it, right?
No, these girls are obsessed with him. It's because he has the kissing bandit thing that they keep just riding with. And so,
I meant the producers.
The producers.
Are like shoving this down our throats.
Yeah.
And really nobody's excited and everybody wanted to be Peter.
Yeah,
but anyways, that's not what we're here for.
Gotta reel ourselves back in.
Gotta reel it in. Had a glass of wine tonight. Sorry. Okay.
So another date card comes, and it's for Crystal.
Miss Crystal.
Crystal, who red dress from episode one.
Yeah.
Who's the? Just to remind everyone, she was the fitness coach with the brother who was like homeless or something. Mm-hmm. So she gets the one-on-one. And Bibiana literally looks like she's gonna murder her.
Yeah, Bibiana, you know what? Bibiana would be a really, really good housewife.
Yes!
Like the single housewife.
Real Housewives of Miami or something. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's as soon as I saw her, like just in her confessionals and talking and stuff, I was like, she would be so good on a housewife show.
She's on the wrong show.
Yeah.
And from what we see, I mean, we'll get into it, but she brings the drama.
Uh huh.
She definitely turns it up.
Yep.
I love Bibiana. So Crystal is her first date, or her one-on-one date.
Yeah.
And the card says, home is where the heart is.
Which is so obvious.
Everyone is like, where is she going? What's happening?
Oh my God. Just hold on,
going home. She's going to his home.
Yeah.
Which was surprising.
Very. I
mean, it was. Because when it says home is where the heart is, I'm like, oh, there's no way he's taking her to her home.
Right. I literally said contractually. Hometowns are episode, like, 15, 16, least, like, all the way deep.
You have to be in the bottom four, I think?
Yeah, gotta be in the bottom four.
Something like that. So they hop on a private plane and they head to Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Scottsdale, Arizona, which is where Ari lives, or where he's from. I didn't know he grew up there. But
yeah, he grew up there and he still lives there.
And he still lives there.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You never left
your parents' little umbrella. And Scottsdale, Arizona, my guy. That's where you want to reside?
It's hot as shit out there.
It is. It gets to like hundreds.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's, well, okay, so he did the race car driving thing. So I'm sure he's maybe traveled.
Yes. Yeah, well,
but
he did
race
travel.
Car, is that like international? How good? All right, well, Ari wasn't Dale Earnhardt or whatever.
You're better than me. I don't even know who that is.
I had to rack my brain, like, NASCAR driver who might be famous. Oh, Dale Earnhardt. He was no Dale Earnhardt, so I don't know if he was traveling the world or if he was on that level.
Yeah, he did say he was traveling for 2 years after Emily, though.
Oh, he did say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
he got out of Scottsdale for some time.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about that.
Me too.
People have never left their home.
Yeah, like their hometown.
Grew up, and now are back in their... He's 36. He's back in his hometown, home city, whatever. I mean, I don't want to judge, but...
Yeah, that's what this is for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he's worldly.
Yes.
That's basically what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I hope so too. Also, I just found this to be, this whole date was just so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the producers knew that Crystal was a stage five clinger. Ugh. But she got real, you could see it in the date. She was getting attached to him.
Yeah.
Like, she was looking at him like, yes, you are becoming my man. Yeah. Like, yes, this is happening.
This was, yeah, for a personality like Crystal, which we did eventually learn that she is, like, a stage five clinger. Mm-hmm. The date where you get to go home and meet family and stuff like that, this was not the date for a stage
No.
Like, Ari, you have a stalker on your hands now for the rest of your life, potentially. Yeah. Because she just, like, fell all the way in love.
Yeah.
On this episode.
Like, she kept saying, I keep picturing our life. This could be my life.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, girl, you ready to give up your whole life? On date one?
Yeah.
But she met everybody. She met his parents, brother, sister-in-law, the dog.
Everyone.
She met everybody.
Which was, that was too much. I was just very confused by that. Like, yeah. I get it in the beginning. Like, they brought her. He was like, oh, I'll show you Scottsdale. I'll show you my town. Mm-hmm. I went to high school. Brought her to the apartment. I'm like, okay. But then, like, surprise, we're going to go see my parents. Mm-mm. What? One, how is that even fair?
Yeah.
For the other girls. And, I mean, fuck Crystal, but if I was Crystal in that moment, I'd be like, wait, what? Like, I'm not even, like, ready for this.
Oh, my God, no. I'd be like, nigga, if you don't take me to get some margaritas and some good tacos like I know you have in Arizona.
Right.
And I don't have in Montana. Yeah. Like, can you show me a little bit of the town and how you live?
Yeah.
Instead of, like, your family? This is too much.
That's a tough. She got a tough date, actually.
She did get a tough date compared to Becca?
Compared to Becca? Oh, my God. Like, Becca made out like a, what do you call it?
A bandit.
A bandit. Mm-hmm. On that date.
Yeah.
And you got Crystal having to impress the parents.
Yeah.
So she meets Ari's parents, who, first of all, Ari's family is rich as fuck.
Yes.
That house was huge and beautiful. I don't know much about Scottsdale.
Yeah, Scottsdale real estate.
Real estate, actually. Yeah. Because even his apartment was, like, huge.
I think he had a house, nice. I think.
Oh, that was a house?
A condo, something like that. There were definitely stairs.
God, we gotta get out of the city.
I know. We gotta go.
We live in New York, guys. Yeah. So that's all we need to say.
Right. Yeah, that's it. You guys already know.
All right. But, so yeah, we meet Ari's parents, who we've met on Emily's season.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't watch Emily's season, might have been your first time meeting them. But his family's Dutch.
Yeah.
They're from the Netherlands originally. His parents were married for 36 years.
Yeah, man.
That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful. The mom is a tough cookie. We didn't see it too much in this episode here, mm-hmm. but we remember from Emily's season.
Right, yeah.
Mom's a tough cookie.
Yeah, and if she was tough with Emily, who's like, you know, a blonde single mother.
Yeah.
How are you going to act with, like, Marieke? You know?
And then when they're walking out, Ari's with the whole, my mom loves you, I can tell.
Oh my God.
Can't tell shit. Your mom had on poker face.
Yeah, totally.
I don't care about this girl. Mm-mm. Stop. Again with the disingenuous, like,
phrases.
Yeah. I'm really trying to, like, see good. I'm trying to find things about him, but, like, I don't know if it's the editing or just the whack shit he says. It's just not coming together for me.
Yeah, the shit he says really is, like, he didn't do anything to reassure her. Like, my mom loves you, I can tell. That's not enough.
No.
That's not enough. Like,
that's a good point. I need some specifics.
Yeah.
Like, my mom,
she never hugs anyone, and you went in for the hug.
Yes. Something like that.
Even if you just made that up.
But that is more specific. Yes. And more telling. Just saying, oh, my mom loves you, I can tell, doesn't tell me anything.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Ugh. And also sent her over the edge. She was like, yes, where's the chapel?
Yeah, Crystal just hung on to that every word and was like, oh my God, the mom is in love with me. I'm good to go. So that was their date. So those are the two one-on-one dates.
Well, then they went out to dinner.
Oh, they went to dinner?
Yeah, they went out to dinner at that really cool restaurant. And they sat down and were looking at the stars, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she exposed her whole life.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was fair either.
They have to do this, though.
I know they have to do this, but for him to do all of this, like, testing with her, like, looking at these home videos where he was this weird kid in a cabin. And, like, you know, just, like, doing a lot centered around him. I don't think it was fair that he yanked out her entire life story.
Yeah.
They should have talked about more fun things.
Well, he did say, like, their whole date, as you said, was centered on him.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't sound like at all on their date they talked, really.
Yeah.
Like, got to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, okay, fuck, we have, like, 2-hour dinner left. Tell me everything.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of seemed like, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But I was kind of like, I don't know, that just, it wasn't fair to her that she had to, like, go meet his mom, meet his dad, meet his dog, meet everybody, and then go and, like, spill her whole guts, which are not that great, to him.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it just seemed like a lot of pressure.
It was a high-pressure date for sure.
Yeah.
She seems to be doing fine, though.
Oh, yeah, she's loving it.
Eating it all up. Mm-hmm. But I know if I was on that date, like, this is a lot. She had to be on the whole time.
Yes, the whole time.
The whole time. She had to really show him that she loved Arizona, and, like, was really into his life. And could fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Then with the parents, I mean, the family, she has to be super on for that.
Right.
And then sit down at this dinner and have 2 hours to, like, tell everything.
Right. That's just too much.
It was a lot. So, yeah, so on the day she reveals, she had a super tough upbringing.
Yeah. Crazy upbringing.
Parents divorced. The dad was just, like, out of their life, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Mom was emotionally unavailable. And sound like that a lot of money, so she had to take care of her brother and just, like, grow up really fast, which is a stark contrast to Ari's life of jewels
leisure.
And, private jets and shit, sounds like. It was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told the story about her brother who was living on the streets, and it was just, like, heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very heavy. We got good insight into her.
Yeah.
It's always, like, those moments remind you the whole cheesy, like, don't judge a book by its cover kind of thing.
Because
you would look at Krista with her little, airy voice.
Yes, that
sounds like
voice.
A friggin' fairy. Her little airy voice and the pretty blonde hair. And, like, you would never guess that she had that type of life.
Yeah, no.
Really. Mm-hmm. You really have to, like, you can't judge people.
Yeah, you can't.
Can't judge people at all. And then Ari just keep doing well.
Jeez.
She asks, after she tells her whole story, like, does it scare you? And he's like, no, not at all.
Lies.
That nigga looked terrified.
Shook. Ari was like, oh no.
Holy shit.
I can't do this.
Do all of this. Because as you said when we were watching, she's like the dean.
She's the dean. And Dean didn't expose his family until, like, way in.
Yeah.
He was, like, bottom five.
Yeah.
I want to say. And then we got that good old juicy hometown.
Yeah.
But.
You wrong.
Sorry, Dean.
Dean.
But, you know that was good TV.
It was. That's true, though. We knew that Dean had, like,
an interesting family. We have, like, a non-conventional family, and my mom died.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's true.
He didn't say all the layers that were really there.
Yeah.
Like, Crystal, you didn't have to say all that?
That's a good point. That's a really good point. Yeah.
No, but maybe she felt like she had to because she just met everybody.
Yeah.
So maybe she felt like, okay, I'll tell you everything.
I'll tell you everything. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Dean didn't do not half of what she did as quickly as she had to. Well, as quickly as it seemed like she had to, but she didn't really have to. And then Ari tops it all off with, I love your story. Like, dude.
I love your story of heartache and, like, financial struggle.
Stress and divorce.
Emotional
and
turmoil.
Your brother living on the streets and...
Great story!
Like...
Also, it's not a story. Like,
it's not
a story. It's her life.
Just the way he phrased it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love your story. He could have been like, damn, like, I really respect your background.
Right. Or your work ethic.
Your work ethic. I didn't know. I could never tell by looking at you that you had this, you know, this whole background or whatever. I love your story.
God.
Just killed me.
And I don't know still now what Ari wants in a woman.
We know nothing about him.
It's been 2 dates with 2 very different young ladies.
Yeah.
And he's not said, I love that in a woman, when it's not a physical
characteristic. So is Ari just shallow?
Is Ari shallow?
I don't know, bro.
The editors are not doing him justice.
They're really not, because I'm sure he's saying, I mean, this is dinner. Like, I'm sure he's saying at one point, like, oh, I love that about you. And it's a real thing.
Yeah. That'll give us insight into what he's looking
for. What he's looking for. Like, we knew exactly what Rachel was looking for. Like, I don't know anything about what Ari wants in a wife.
Yeah. That's a good point. I don't really know what he's striving for, so it's hard for us to... Like, we can internally root for girls that we just like.
Yes, right.
But we can't really say, oh, she'd be a good match for him.
No.
Or, oh, that girl, you know, matches him because of this reason. Or he said that he wanted this. Like, we don't know any of that stuff at all. So, who knows?
It drives me crazy.
So, then the date comes to a close. But before they leave, there's music playing.
Oh, God.
There's music playing in the room. And they open up the double doors and... We have Sam Smith knockoff. Connor Dormant?
Who knows who that person is?
The hell knows.
Is he a Scottsdale, like, local guy?
Singer? I don't know. Do you guys, is anyone out there listening to this dude?
Somebody from even the West Coast. Somebody just tell us who this person is, because we don't know, and we didn't bother looking.
Yeah, did it Google it. It didn't sound terrible. I'm just like, they always do this. They like make it this whole moment, like, oh my God, it's Connor so and so. And it's like, who? Who is this?
Right. And again, Becca got Rachel Zoe, who is famous.
Yeah.
That's a famous person.
That's a real person.
Those dresses cost a lot of money. She shows at New York Fashion Week. Those dresses are like a solid $500 to $600 each.
Oof.
Then Crystal got Connor. Who? I can't. Singing a song we don't even know.
Singing a song we
You couldn't
do
even
not
sing a
know.
Cover.
He's hoping that song is going to blow up.
Yeah,
that's
he
why.
Is. That's right.
He's like, look,
right.
I could sing the Sam Smith cover. Or I got this original piece, though. Y'all going to let me slide that one in?
It's so
like,
romantic.
Go for it.
Oh,
sang his original. They slow danced. Crystal, I don't know what the hell she had on. What does she have on?
It was like a blazer t-shirt dress almost.
It was like a t-shirt dress. That's what I thought. It ended right below her butt.
Yeah, which was a lot.
Which is like, oof.
Yeah.
And like, I know you gotta show legs, you gotta show sex appeal and stuff like that, but that dress was like real, like cutting it. They did their slow dance and that was it. Interesting two one-on-one dates.
Yeah.
Very, for episode two... Some of the weirdest one-on-one dates I've ever seen.
Like, how is this a lot? I feel like it was a lot for the girls, and I still don't know anything about Ari. How?
Still.
These editors must be doing the best they can with this guy.
Right?
Oh,
they must be like, look, this is the best we can get, guys.
Yes, fly this girl home, because this man, I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, jeez. Back at the house, all the girls are just getting doped up on wine.
Yeah, just drunk.
Drunk as shit, sitting around, not doing shit, but just talking about Ari.
Yeah.
That's literally your life in the house. If you don't get a one-on-one date, or if you don't go on a group date either, you literally only see him at the cocktail party, like, that week.
Yeah.
You're just in the house, just going crazy and
now,
drinking wine.
Do they share rooms, too?
Yes, they do.
Oh.
They sometimes show the rooms.
That would be horrible.
They're like on bunk beds.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
It's like 10 in a room or whatever. So it's just a whole, you're just sitting in the house with a bunch of girls and drinking wine and singing about Ari.
Yeah.
So they get a group date card and there's 15 girls going on this group date. Your face right now.
Because it's out of control.
That is a very large group date.
Why would you have two single one-on-ones and then one 15-person group date?
15. And then there were some girls, and then there was like a sprinkling of like three or four that just like didn't get to go on a date.
Nope.
But some highlights in terms of who was on the date are black girls.
Oh, yeah.
Brittany, Cien, and Lauren G.
Yay!
All on the group date, so pay attention to those. oh, forgot to mention, when Crystal came back to the house, she didn't share shit.
Oh, yeah, she was very actively secretive.
Oh, yeah.
But she's not secretive in the way that you're supposed to be.
Right.
She's secretive in, like, I think I'm just gonna keep it between me and him.
And him.
When really, you should be like, yeah, it was fun.
And that's it. And then go and get yourself some more tea or some more wine or whatever.
Because I'm definitely in favor of not saying shit to these girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I would keep things very vague. Like, yeah, it was really good. We, you know, flew in a jet. Mm-hmm. And you might have to mention that you went to Arizona.
Yeah, you could say we went to Scottsdale and we went around his town. He showed me around.
Stuff. Yeah, it was really cute. And then we went to dinner. Like, I would skip over the parents part. I'm not telling them I met the parents.
No.
Skip over that. Then we went to dinner. Mm-hmm. And then at dinner, I would just go say all kind of foolishness.
Right.
At dinner. Yeah. Unimportant shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, she did the whole, like, I'll just keep it for myself, guy. Her voice.
Oh, my God,
I'll keep it for myself. Yeah. And
Bibiana sounds just like her.
Just like that.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, Bibiana sitting to her left.
Seething.
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 What a Glock under her under her shirt. About to just
about to deck
done this girl any minute.
Oh, my God.
All the girls are sitting on the edge of their seat like, tell us anything.
Yeah,
I've been sitting in this house going crazy for a week. So then, group date time.
Oh, yeah, girl.
These 15 girls. God, group dates are like my nightmare.
Yeah, but I think, actually, Ari's personality accelerates in the group dates.
How so?
I think he is, like, just him having more to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think you see more of him, maybe. I think maybe more personalities bring out more of Ari.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm seeing.
That's true.
But I like him better in the group date setting than I do in
on the one-on-one. The one-on-one, he's just so boring.
So boring.
You're right. In the group, you see a little bit more. I guess it's more fun and there's more distractions.
Yeah. There's just more things to interact with. So you just see more. Ari, I'm trying here. Ari, I'm trying.
Here. You're really reaching. We see more. Like,
I see more of you because you're paying attention to 15 women.
Yikes. So they show up at some, like, dirt track or something, and learn that their group date is a demolition derby.
I'm so glad you wrote that down, because I had...
What?
I was not going to remember that's what it's called.
What they called it? Girl, I don't know what this redneck-ass shit is. I had to write that down real quick.
Yeah.
And speaking of redneck, Tia, who's...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/2BG1R.
It's from Wiener, Arkansas. She's like, oh yeah, I did this last week. She was all types of hype. I would have been pissed. Like, I want to be out here in this heat.
Oh, that looked cool to me. Really? I would want to do it on the weekends. I think that would be a really cool group date for multiple couples who are friends.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
It would be like kind of like going like paintballing
or yes, something or like ATV-ing that. Yeah. Or something, but it's like competition.
Yes. And if it's with like a group of friends you already know. Yes. Or like dates, like multiple dates.
Yeah.
Like you and your boyfriend or like other friends and boyfriends.
Yes.
Then maybe. This shit though, I was like,
I think it'd be fun. Be prepared to do it in the future.
Yeah. So yeah, they got the demolition derby. Tia is all excited because this is literally what she does every weekend in Wiener.
Uh-huh.
Tia, by the way, is Raven. If anyone was wondering. Raven's weird. She literally sounds like her, looks like her.
Yeah, she does look like
her. She looks very much just like her.
Yeah.
Voice is exactly the same, whole energy and everything.
You know, if you have a formula, it works.
It works, I guess. So the girls learn that they're going to each get these cars. Mm-hmm. They get to, like, decorate the car with spray paint and stuff. And then, I guess, a demolition derby is, like, an adult bumper cars.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yes.
And Annalise loses it.
She's in tears.
In tears.
Bawling, I would say. I would even say bawling. Her face is pretty red.
Oh, yeah. She's bawling.
Oh.
And why was she bawling? Because she was traumatized as a child.
Oh, my God.
At the local county fair. The bumper cars, where she was trapped in the middle and everyone was hitting her from all sides. And then these damn producers had the nerve to create this reenactment. I was screaming.
Guys, it was horrible.
Where did they find this stock footage?
No! And, like, blurred out these little kids' faces. And they have the nerve to, like, zoom in on a blonde girl getting bumped around.
Talking about, like, trying to show this Annalise. I can't. And for that reason, Annalise was my Becky of the week.
Oh, man.
Annalise was my Becky of the week. Because this is some white girl shit.
It is.
You were traumatized by the bumper cars at the county fair or whatever as a child. That was the most traumatic thing you've been in your life?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, have you not gone through anything else?
You haven't gone through anything else that has fucked your shit up. You still thinking about that bumper car, that Saturday at the bumper cars? Are you serious? Oh, my God. Talk about a Becky.
Yeah.
Come on, girl.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Really bad. She was really crying.
I know.
And she's really crying.
That was annoying for me because she's the oldest one.
Annalise, you were the oldest girl here.
You were supposed to be the mama.
She needed her mama at that moment.
She did.
The way she was crying
was out of this world.
I can't. Mm-mm. And she's crying in front of him.
Yeah, he was like, are you okay? You don't have to do this. Which is like, I'm surprised that she didn't just walk off.
She looked like that. She was like beside herself.
Yeah, she was. Oh my God.
Which, I mean, this for me... If I was Ari, this is a huge red flag.
Mm-hmm.
This is a girl who's crying over doing some bumper cars. Like, as Ari's someone who's like an adrenaline junkie.
Exactly.
Adventure seeker type of thing. And I can't even get her to do this bumper car thing. She's crying over it. How much fun are we going to have as a couple?
Right.
Like when we go on vacations and we want to do zip lining and, you know, jet skiing and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And she came and did the bumper car thing. She seems like someone who's just not that fun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Guys like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Most people like fun.
Yeah.
But guys, I'm thinking like Ari, who did race car driving and things, they like fun and adventure and amusement parks and stuff like that.
Because race car drivers are a certain type of athlete.
That's a specific type of human.
You know, it's not like a football player or a basketball player.
No.
Those people, they like to go out sunning and tanning when they go on vacation. They don't like to do anything athletic.
No.
But people who drive cars for a living, they have still the stamina.
Yeah.
To get up and do things. And for you to be like, oh my God, I'm terrified.
Terrified of the demolition derby.
And then you got little Becca over here who has not owned a bra. I don't know. Her nipples are always out.
Flared.
Just always on, girl. And then you're competing with her? Like, right. No, you gotta step it up. You
look like Miss No Fun.
Yeah. You're just whack.
Not going to forget that. Yeah. No sympathy for Annalise. Those girls were showing no sympathy. Jenna, blonde Jenna, who got my invite to the cookout.
Me too!
Me too! Jenna!
Jenna.
At this moment?
No.
Okay. So Jenna, I'm awarding her the invite to the cookout at this moment because homegirl was clowning the shit out of Annalise in her confessionals.
Yeah, she was.
Like, she wasn't even trying to be fake. Mm-mm. She was like, she has bumper car trauma. You're at a cookout, like, with your aunties and uncles just clowning people. She had lines for days in her little confessional. She won me over at that moment. But, yeah, Annalise, that was whack.
Yeah.
And Annalise was one of our favorites.
I know, one of our favorites.
From the bios in the picture. We loved her from then. Mm-hmm. But she really... Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
So then they kick off this derby, which is basically... Yeah, they're basically just, like, knocking into each other. Mm-hmm. It didn't look safe at all.
Yeah, no.
They had on helmets and... Helmets and suits, little seatbelt.
Yep.
But there was no, like, pad. Like, they were getting hit. Cars.
Right.
Full on cars. Yeah. Like, I was expecting some type of, like, neck brace things. Like...
No, I think they had little neck braces on. They did? Foam ones.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. I didn't see that.
I was looking for ones on the inside of the car.
Yeah. The car was, like, gutted.
Yeah. And they were getting full on hit on the side of their seats and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was a lot.
That was a whole lot.
Yeah.
So I guess they hit each other basically until the car dies. We couldn't figure out, like, how do they win? Like,
right. What? Yeah.
It seems like you hit each other until the car dies. And then the final two were CN, our black girl, and Tia, who does this every weekend.
Right.
So homegirl would look stupid if she didn't make it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
But CN won!
Ooh, girl!
CN came out on top!
Yep.
So excited.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Black girl doing anything.
But especially this sort of sport that I know you've never done.
Never. Never done.
You know, I'm sure you've done a lot. But not this?
No. And making it to the bottom with Tia, who...
Right.
She does this every weekend back in Arkansas.
From Wiener.
From Wiener.
Yeah.
So that was pretty dope to see. And then, so after the derby, they all get all dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going for, like, their cocktail hour, whatever, dinner. And our homegirl, Brittany's missing.
Oh, my God. Brittany got whiplash.
Brittany was out here whiplash.
Just trying to kill niggas.
She got whiplash. And she literally missed the entire cocktail party.
Yeah.
Or whatever, like, after the post-derby, whatever. Which sucks, because you don't get a lot of time with him.
Right.
So that means she was really in pain. Like, she really got hurt.
Yeah.
Like, they had to call the paramedics or whatever, and she was out of commission.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brittany's out, and like clockwork... Chelsea comes on in.
Swoops in.
Chelsea, the single mom.
She's like a falcon.
Not here to play. Fucking falcon.
God.
Doing flapping laps around in circles around these bitches and then swooped in. Can I steal you? And cue the complaining. The girls immediately.
But, I mean, it's a little crazy. Like, she swoops in before he even stands up out of his seat.
She's moving fast.
I know.
You got
to. She knows what she wants.
She knows what she wants. You got to move fast. You're on a group date with 15 girls.
Yeah.
You got to move.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I almost forgot my Ari can get it moment.
What was it?
It was specifically, there were maybe two or three frames, okay? When he was driving in the car, in the, like, dirty, like, nasty car.
Uh-huh.
And he was, like, going over the bumps and stuff, and he was, like, real cool about it, like, real nonchalant.
Okay.
And that was my Ari can get it moment.
Oh,
don't ask me no questions. I'm trying my best, okay?
Searching.
So I am searching. But from that one angle, that was a good angle, Ari. And he also looked very calm and commanding.
Which is... I mean, calm, yes. Commanding is not an adjective I would use to describe him.
Not one of his strong suits, but he did it. I don't care if it was in a car with no engine in it or whatever these cars are. He had it for that few moments. Like, he was going over those bumps and acting like it was nothing. I was like, okay.
So in that, like, Ari could get it.
Ari could get it in that moment from that angle.
You would give up the cookies, Ari? Oh, in that moment?
From that angle, in those two frames, and in a different vehicle, Ari could get it.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's it. Yeah, that was my moment. All right, Ari. You really had to search for that.
I really did. Oh, man. A
specific frame. That is hilarious. Okay, so back at
the cocktail party.
Chelsea steals them away. Mm-hmm. And so now she feels as if she has to explain her whole mysteriousness.
Oh, right.
Because homegirl was... That was the word that he was using to describe her. And she was. She was being very, like, mysterious and...
Yeah, coy.
During the first night. But the mystery is, she's a single mom. She's a child. Like, mystery! Woohoo! Yeah. I have a fucking 3-year-old. Which is great, but, like, why was that, like, the mystery? Yeah. Like, the sexy mystery that she was playing up, which was weird.
So, like, gross.
Very weird. But she's a mother. She's a 3-year-old son.
Yep.
And then Ari reveals, which was like, this was a moment.
Yeah, it was.
This actually was my Ari can get it moment.
Ari, we are reaching.
My Ari can get it moment was when he revealed that prior to dating Emily on the previous season of Bachelorette, he dated a woman with 2 kids and he lived with them for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Ari... It's safe to say Ari has a thing for single moms.
No, he's a fetish. He's a fetish for single moms. That's one thing. At least we know.
That's one thing we know.
I mean, goddamn.
He has a thing for single moms.
Yeah.
So Chelsea legitimately has a chance.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She really does.
Yeah, she's pegged along with Crystal in my, like, the going home towns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to be there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But good for her, though. Because whenever they have the single moms, like, it's always kind of like, it's almost... Sometimes, like, having the black girl.
Right,
it's like, we have to have this, but we know she ain't gonna last. But he's dated multiple single moms at this point.
He's dated families.
Families.
That's a family.
He was a makeshift father for, like, a year and a half.
A year and a half.
He lived in a house with a woman with her 2 kids. That's, like...
Oh, my goodness.
And this was pre-Emily. Mm-hmm. So, in Emily's season, he was 31.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, huge. We're having late 20s. Yeah.
This is a lot.
So when he was in his late 20s...
He was living with somebody with 2 kids?
Yeah.
Ooh!
Wow.
No wonder he doesn't think he can find love again.
He's already
given up so much. Yeah. He's given up a lot of love if you live with 2 kids and a mom.
He's had to do a lot.
That's a lot.
Wow. Wow, okay. Just had a moment there real quick. That kind of registered for a second. Yeah. Like, Ari is... Ari might be, like, a legit dude.
Next up.
You gonna argue with me?
No, I'm not. I've already done enough.
Isn't that a lot, though? Like, we know nothing about Ari, but this is a telling moment.
Yes.
For a man to...
Yeah.
At a... In the late 20s, for that's a man, young. That's still young.
Yeah.
As a woman, we're, you know, way mature and whatever.
Right.
But for a man in his late 20s to have, like, signed himself up for that, essentially... For something very serious.
Yeah.
And to live in the house and meet the kids. He must have thought he was going to go a long way with this woman.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so, yeah, that's pretty telling.
It is. It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Justine's like, So Chelsea kind of reveals, you know, that she's a single mom. She comes back and she feels like she has to explain to the girls why she stole him. And basically she said she... really just wanted to get this off her chest, essentially, that she wanted to, you know, I had left my son back home, and I really want to let this know. Marique was not having it.
Oh, no. My girl Marique said, listen here, girl. I gave up my restaurant
come
here. Mm-hmm. Like, please, get out of here.
We all gave up stuff.
We all gave up something.
Yeah. Because I think they're getting the vibe from Chelsea that she's using her single momness as, like, an excuse to... You know, be stealing time,
and,
you know, that she, you know, she has this huge sacrifice that she gave up back home, which, to be fair, a whole damn child, that's a huge sacrifice.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the biggest sacrifice anybody ever made. Yeah.
Like, Marika, see you at your restaurant. But yeah. She has a son that she's missing out time with.
Right.
Like, he's growing and mm-hmm. things. But, I mean, you do have to be... The girls, everybody left something back home.
Yeah.
Next, huge highlight, my girl CN.
Oh!
She was the next up with her one-on-one.
You guys, we literally jumped. We almost jumped out of the window.
Yes! Leapt off the couch. CN came, as I said, for everybody's edges. She is better than Ari.
Oh, yeah.
Like, way unarguably.
Better. Oh, yeah.
So we learned from CN. Well, first of all, let's just start off. CN looked bomb.
Amazing.
She had the tight, like, high pony,
mm-hmm.
which I love. Because yeah. the girls always just have their hair down with, like, you know, wand curls.
Right, yeah.
Which is just, you know, they do, everyone does it.
Mm-hmm.
So she had the tight, high pony, which was great. And then we learn she's from California.
Mm-hmm.
My girl went to Yale University.
Ooh.
She's an Ivy League grad.
Yep.
Everybody. She studied abroad in Brazil and Italy,
mm-hmm.
so she's well-traveled, yep. like...
Most likely speaks at least two languages.
Yep. She definitely speaks something.
Yeah.
something else besides English.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so impressed.
Yeah.
Like, they really... They found some good ones for
yes,
Ari.
They found amazing girls
They found
for
some
Ari.
Good ones. I'm very impressed with... A lot of the girls, to be honest, but CN, like, that moment blew me away.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
She is.
And if CN shit. Doesn't win, I want to see her as the next Bachelorette. I know it's not going to happen.
That moment, yeah.
But I was like, she's prime.
Yeah.
She
was giving
so
Rachel
dope.
Lindsay vibes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
Rachel
totally.
Was a lawyer with all the education and the yep. judge dad and the this dad. Like,
yeah.
She came, so she's.
And then she had on that dress, girl. That, like, mauve
yeah.
dress. Which, yes. guys, I know that doesn't sound cute. Like saying it, but just look up the color mauve. It's like a mauvey taupe, and mm-hmm. against a black girl,
yeah,
like
against her skin tone, looked great,
so good.
With the high pony look, everything
yeah.
just came together. She looked amazing. And then Ari just spoke all the truths, where he said, "I barely went to high school,
yeah,
and worked at Pizza Hut. Like, what the fuck? This girl CN's amazing." Thank you, Ari.
Yes.
Diminish yourself
right.
so that we can just rise CN up
yes,
on
exactly.
the pedestal that she deserves to be on
mm-hmm.
because she is amazing.
She's everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
So CN, awesome. And then we got to go back to Bibiana, who's just
oh my god, that
fucking
girl.
Fit and Jesus. She doesn't talk to Ari and she
yeah.
can't understand why. And she's literally about to shoot or slice anyone in this room.
This is the one she walked off, right?
This is where she stormed off, yeah. But I'm just like, get up and go talk to him.
Yeah. I think she feels really insecure around these ladies.
Yeah.
She did not come with any weave. She did not come with any boob tape.
Her
she did not come with any cleavage dresses.
Up, yeah.
Her hair is always up. Mm-hmm. And it's in like a skinny little ponytail.
Yeah.
It's just not. She's not repping Miami like I thought she would.
She's not.
And, you know.
Right. Aside from the accent.
Yeah.
Like Miami, I'm expecting you to come out with all the outfits.
Hell yeah.
All the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Just killing it. Girls in the house intimidated.
Yeah.
Like, girls in Miami's look fly.
I don't know.
But I think that's it. I think she's feeling very insecure.
Very.
Yeah.
Which I would, too, if I lived with CN.
Yeah, I mean... the girls in the house are beautiful.
Yeah.
But you have to... You can't show... Like, you can't be just living through your insecurities.
Right, yeah.
This is the time to, like, fake it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not doing a good job at it
yeah.
at all. It's really getting to her. Becca. Becca with the K.
Becca with a K.
Got her one-on-one. Ari is, like, infatuated with her.
In the weirdest way.
Yeah.
It skeeves me out.
Yes.
It would skeeve me out even if I didn't know how old she was.
Yes.
He is so sexually attracted to her.
Yes.
Freaks
it's coming
me
from a
out.
Sexual level.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Because, all like, the vibe that Becca always gives off is, like, playful, sexy
yep.
Lolita.
Mm-hmm.
She has the short
yes.
hair. She's riding on her youth because she literally looks like she's about 19.
Yeah.
And she knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always kind of like the fun little flirty yada
yep.
yada yada vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And he is just all over that.
Yep.
What do we know about her?
Literally nothing.
Nothing. I mean, I'm sure they have conversations. They're not showing it because of the editing or whatever.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine it being so deep that that's what's attracting you to her. Mm-mm. He's literally just infatuated with her because of her...
Her, like, aura.
Aura of
her, like, energy youth. That she's giving off.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
And this no bra thing, Becca, we need to get you a bra.
A training bra. Something. I know she ain't got a lot. She's a spread the itty bitty titties, which is fine, but wrap them shits up. Them nipples are flared.
Oh, my God. Always.
Always.
No, they skew me.
She knows what she's doing, though.
Yeah.
She knows.
Yeah.
So they have their one-on-one. They talk about nothing. Mm-hmm. He's just fawning over her young ass.
Yeah, like, oh my god, are you smiling? Yeah, I'm smiling. Oh my god. And they make out forever.
Make out. Slow ass. Long ass.
Slobbery.
Kiss with all kind of tongue. I hate seeing tongue with when I see kisses. Becca's a smart girl.
Yeah, she is, though. She is, because she gets back into the room, and she's, like, linking arms with the other girls and cheersing over Prosecco and whatever else. Mm-hmm. She's not saying anything
else.
Not
saying a word.
A little sneaky little thing.
You. God. So the group date comes to an end, mm-hmm. and the date rose goes to Sia.
Yeah, girl.
Because I was about to literally jump through the television if my nigga Ari gave it to anybody else but Sia.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Not only did she win the derby, but she, like, can literally outsmart, out-travel, mm-hmm. out-speak, out-everything, mm-hmm. out-look.
Yeah, outdress.
Outdress mm-hmm. all of y'all. So, mm-hmm. Smart move, Ari. I respected you in that moment.
Absolutely.
All right, so that's the end of the group date. Then we go back to the house, and it's time for the cocktail party. So this is the final moment to talk to Ari, if you haven't.
Secure a rose.
Yeah. Right? So there's some girls, I don't know who, but there's, like, a sprinkling of girls who didn't make it on any date.
Mm-hmm.
So they should be top priority.
Yeah.
Should.
Should.
They should.
The operative word.
The operative word. Mm-hmm. It should be top priority to go talk to Ari. But that's not exactly what happens. But the first thing, Ari makes the first choice of who he's bringing,
mm-hmm.
or who he's going to talk to first. It was Brittany. Homegirl Brittany.
Yeah.
With the whiplash.
She
was like, let me take you to the side right quick. Are you okay? He was like, I thought you would come back after the paramedics, but then you legit never came back. Like, are you okay? So you had to check in with Brittany, whose outfit I was not a fan of.
I know. Her outfit on the hanger, I'm sure, looks so amazing.
Yes.
But when you have any shape at all, when you have boobs like that, you can't be wearing tube top jumpsuits.
Yeah. The strapless jumpsuit was... And the boobs weren't sitting where they were supposed to be.
Yeah, they were a little lopsided. They were jiggling all over.
I like the concept of the outfit.
Yeah.
Because cocktail party, you don't always want to just wear a dress. You want to bring, like, you know, when you bring some, you know, jumpsuits, some little rompers, some... You want to bring a little eclectic
mix. It's California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that one was just not a good look for Brittany, unfortunately.
I think Brittany got a kiss, maybe.
She did not get a kiss.
Damn. Never mind. Sorry, girl.
She got a certificate.
Oh, yeah. She did.
What do you call it? The most hardcore award. And then they went for the side hug.
Damn.
Which, not good, Brittany.
Mm-mm.
She was the first kiss. You need to ride with that momentum. You can't go from first kiss to now we back to hugging.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
That wasn't good. You got from first kiss, which was a peck. This time should have been a makeout.
Yeah.
You got to keep moving forward.
Yep.
And she went back to the side hug. So,
damn.
Not looking good for Brittany. And maybe if she went in for the kiss.
Yeah,
I was watching her at that moment. It seemed like she kind of angled for the side hug.
Oh, okay.
But Ari, he's been kissing everybody, so I'm sure.
But she also said she was, like, still feeling a little dizzy. So maybe she didn't want to make out with
neck
him.
Neck was all stiff. Yeah. her only move was to move to the side. Like, she didn't have a choice. God.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Girl was in pain. She did what she could do.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, my goodness. So Brittany got her one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Becca got another one-on-one.
This was my Becky of the week.
Whatever. Oh,
this particular moment.
This moment. Okay.
Because that fur with that gown with those Oh, shoes.
Oh,
Becca.
The shoes.
I didn't even see the shoe fully. You didn't even pull up your dress all the way so I could see it. Mm. But what I do know is that it was a black heel.
Yes.
I know it was black and it may even could have been patent. Oh. And I just don't appreciate I can't do it.
Patent.
I can't do it.
That shoe was terrible.
Oh my God. It, she looks like she was in the Spice Girls movie.
It's like a big ass platform on it.
Yeah, like a big old platform shoe, a sparkly gown, and a fur. Like that's a Spice Girls movie look.
Like you can't wear a chunky heel with a gown, period.
At all.
Period. There's no instance where that's okay.
Mm-mm. Nope.
She had on a chunky, platformed, black. And possibly patent?
Possibly shiny.
Ooh.
So for that, you get my Becky of the Week, because that was absolutely horrendous.
That outfit was pretty terrible. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. They did more kissing, and blah, 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 blah.
Whatever.
And then, see, this is why we gotta watch Becca. This bitch knows what she's doing. Because they were making out on the wall, whatever, and then she stopped, and she looks at him, and she says, I'm no drama. I'm easy to please.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
So she's riding with this, I'm young, I'm fun, I'm free, I'm not drama and old like the other bitches. Like, she's riding with that narrative. You know what I mean?
Why are you laughing? Because it's such a play on Annalise.
Yes.
Who can't even get into
a
car.
She is the anti-Annalise.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm no drama, I'm easy to please. And then Ari says, I can tell she's the whole package. Who are we talking about here? Are we talking about Becca? Or are we talking about CN?
Right.
CN is what you would describe as a full package.
Right.
Becca, she might be a girlfriend for like 7 months.
Maybe.
This is not your wife, though. Mm-mm. I'm so sorry.
No.
Really sorry.
She just doesn't have the maturity.
No.
Like, she just doesn't have it. She hasn't lived. And then for her to set herself up as being like, I can appreciate old things. I'm easy to please. Mm-hmm. I'm this, I'm that, da da da. She's just trying to make herself so available to this man, and it's just too much. It's overkill, and she's going to burn out, and they're going to burn out on the sexual energy.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to do it during this season. He might, like, pick her and propose and whatever.
Oh, my God.
But
I literally kill myself.
But they're not going to last.
No, it's going to get old real quick.
Yeah.
But for now, she's riding with it, so.
Yeah, for now, she's
see
the
how long
package.
She goes. Exactly. Okay, and then the drama, you know, starts to go down. Crystal, who had the one-on-one, where they met the whole family, whatever, she has a rose.
Yep.
She technically go to bed.
Yeah, no, she good. She could just
she go
there,
right back upstairs and go
that
take a
free
sleep.
One.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
You're safe. Mm-hmm. You're not going home. You're good. You had a full day with him, like, you have a solid connection today.
Right.
What's his name? Ari's outside. I legit blanked on his name for a second. Ari's outside talking with Lauren B. Who comes knocking at the door trying to steal him? Mm. Crystal. You have a rose. Go sit down.
Wild.
So Lauren B. got her extra little minute or whatever with him. And then she had to go in. And then Crystal got a more one-on-one time
more
with him.
Time.
Which is just... What?
And was saying weird things during the one-on-one time, too. Like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in a couple days. I just can't imagine. Da-da-da. Like, is this how you act on every first date, girl?
She's like, I missed you so much.
Yeah.
Did you miss me?
Like, what?
Oh, gross. So, yeah. So she steals him. That was the first time.
Yep.
Other girls get, you know, some one-on-one. We get Kendall with her taxidermy.
Oh, my God. Her seal.
Her seal and her little Jessica McClintock dress.
Oh, my God. Her dress is awful. Guys, someone save Kendall.
Please.
Oh, my God. Someone help her.
This is
her.
The second dress in a row that is horrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
She's got to hit up Becca. The Becca who got all the
dresses. Yeah.
She's got to play up nice to her. Get something to borrow because whatever you pack, girl. And then we have Bibiana's like storming around the house. She's just like in a rage or a
she's in a fit.
She's in a fit. She needs her time with Ari, and she's like, just I haven't spoken to yet, and I don't chase guys, and this, that, and the third, and so Bibiana finally gets her one-on-one with Ari.
And can I just say that during her one-on-one, they sat down, And he was like, hey. And she was like, hi.
Oh, my God.
It was silence. And I was like, girl, you don't have questions.
That's what I'm saying.
You need questions on deck.
You've been talking how you haven't spoken to him and you're so pissed and whatever. I thought she had a whole agenda, a whole meeting agenda. Like, yes. So item 1A, this is my first question for you. Part 2, let's talk about your family and college life. Like, she sat down, she had nothing to say. Mm-mm. And I'm like, so you've been stomping around with all this anger and energy, but you have no agenda for this conversation.
Horrible. And then they just start talking about his dog.
Yeah, because he had to bring up something. Right. All he realized she has nothing. So I'm just going to, okay, I have a dog. And like, just roll with that.
Oh, man.
Bibiana, again, similar, the dress was whack. The hair was up.
Whack.
And a stiff-ass little bun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I really want to like her.
No, I do like her. I just think that her insecurities are really in the way.
Really in the
way. Her insecurities about her physical appearance are in the way of everything else. She has no insecurities about her mental or stability. Mm. Like, none about that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think when she sits down, she realizes, like, oh my God, he was just talking to Crystal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
What do I do?
I'm in a navy blue dress with a bun and no lipstick.
People dress with a bun and no lipstick. But, I mean, for real, though.
Yeah.
She keeps wearing these dark-ass colors.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bibiana's sitting down for a smooth 2 minutes.
Yeah, maybe.
Who comes knocking at the door?
Ooh. Hi, it's Crystal. Ari, I just miss you so much. Can I steal you away again?
Oh my God.
Bibiana is like, no.
Yeah, no. Actually, you can.
I just sat down. I'm gonna need at least another minute or so, is what she said, I think. Which I think is stupid. I would have been like, I just sat down and you talked to him already. Mm-hmm. Like, I need at least 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she just said something a little bit more like that. But I guess she's trying to keep it kosher.
Yeah, because she probably is all or nothing. I could see her being a 0 to 100. Because
she knew she was about to blow the fuck up. And she's not trying to do this in front of Ari.
Right.
So, just give me a minute. I'll be there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. So... yeah, she does her little time, then she goes back in. Crystal gets another one-on-one time. Mm-hmm. Now it's just getting disrespectful.
And it's also getting really desperate.
It's getting very desperate. This isn't looking good to Ari now.
Yeah, right.
Like, go sit down.
Right.
Please.
You should have your own, way of socializing with these girls, your own life. This is, not a good look.
No.
In real life or in bachelor life.
Or in bachelor life. And every time she steals him, what are they talking about in those little 3 minutes?
Right. Besides, I missed you.
I missed you.
Why?
What else are you sharing with him in 3 minutes? Yeah. Stop. Go sit down.
Ugh.
It's getting fucking annoying at this point. So Crystal drops in on Bibiana, and Bibiana is not the one.
Nope.
Because Bibiana has been storming around this house for 2 weeks trying to talk to Ari. She got her little time finally and got caught off by Crystal, and it's about to be a showdown.
Oh, she said, today ain't the day.
It's not the day, y'all.
Nope. Mm-mm.
So Crystal walks back in from her second one-on-one. Bibiana barely looks at her and says, you have a lot of balls. That was her opening line. I was like, yes, bitch, let's get it.
Yes.
You have a lot of balls. And Crystal comes with her little flighty voice.
Mm-hmm.
And Bibiana was like, I can't talk to you with this fake tone or whatever.
She's like, whatever you want to talk to me like a woman and not with this fake ass voice, you can come back to me. But for right now, I'm going to tell you, break it down exactly what's wrong.
Yes.
Like, what? And CN was looking like, I'm glad it wasn't me.
Sipping tea in the corner. Yeah, because all the girls, Bibiana basically was saying everything that the girls in the house were all thinking.
And Twitter
was thinking.
Yes.
Exactly, because everyone was like, Crystal, go sit down.
Yeah.
But Bibiana had it, and so she's like, look, I'm going to be the voice to everybody. She was like, baby girl. She came with the baby girl.
She did come with the baby girl.
She said, if I'm trying to talk to my man, you need to back the fuck up.
Ooh.
I just have so many one-liners from her.
Right? They're so good.
You need to check on your... So Crystal's excuse, apparently, was like she was coming to check on Bibiana. So I thought Crystal had said something about the girls wanted to check on you, or something about checking on Bibiana.
Okay.
Because then Bibiana's retort was, you need to check on yourself first before you come to check on other people.
Ooh!
Another zing.
Another good one.
And then Bibiana lets Crystal know, like, you have a target on your back now.
Mm-hmm.
No one is going to respect your time.
Which is why she was trying to be secretive in the first place.
Who, Crystal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she didn't want that target on her back. Mm-hmm. And now she has one. Like, girl, you weren't playing this right.
No. You have a rose. You've now cut into two other girls' times. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Like, from here on out, I think all the girls probably are... I don't know if they should or they probably are going to just team up. And anytime Crystal gets time, they're just going,
yep.
All right, I'm
send somebody in.
Whose turn is it? Sienna's you. Okay, go in.
Yep.
Like, she has put a target on her back. Mm-hmm. It's over. No mm-hmm. one is going to respect your time from now on. Bibiana said, I'm done with you. She said, girl, I don't know if you need to tomorrow work out, meditate, reflect on what you just did.
That was my favorite part of this read. She literally took her career.
Her career.
It was like, I don't know what you need to do. Light some candles, look at some rocks, go do whatever you need to do, you know, om. But you need to think about what you just did.
Woo! And then she ended it with, and a mic drop.
Oh! Yeah, she just walked away. Crystal was talking to her with that same dumb voice.
Stupid-ass voice.
She was like, no, mic drop. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. And that truly was a mic drop moment.
It really was.
Because my jaw was on the floor.
Yep.
Because they hyped it up with all the commercial breaks. Like, yeah, to be honest, about to go in on these girls. And it was worth it.
She delivered.
She really delivered.
Mm-hmm. She reminded me of my Eric at that time.
Oh, Eric from Rachel's season. Yes.
Off on Lee.
On Lee.
Yeah.
Because Lee was trying to come for him for something, but his mm-hmm. attitude or something.
Mm-hmm. Keep my name out your mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth. That's mm-hmm. basically what Bibiana said.
Yeah.
Not keep your stank ass out my time is what she was trying to say.
Right.
She was trying to reclaim her time.
Yes.
Stay away, Crystal.
Yes.
Hopefully she learned her lesson. Bibiana delivered. So now we go into the rose ceremony. Where, again, Ari just walks in.
With his head down.
Head down.
That is what kills me.
No confidence.
Like, girls, if you have ever been on a date or even been on multiple dates with a guy and he has his head down when he walks in,
yeah.
you know he's either delivering you bad news
Ooh.
Or mm. he's not the one for you.
No.
You know, because guys don't do that. They don't look down when they're like excited to see you. They're like puppies.
Yeah.
You know?
His energy is just so lame. Off. So lame. Just doesn't even walk in with any type of like presence.
Nope.
Just walks in. All right.
He's 6'2".
He's tall and command. Like, he should be tall and commanding mm-hmm. and like, he's a grown. He's 36.
Yeah.
He's been around the block.
Yeah.
Like, you should be very assured in yourself at this point mm-hmm. and walk with that presence. And he just doesn't command any room
no.
whatsoever. None. Jeez.
Oh, God.
So it's time to hand out these roses. Some highlights for me, at least.
Okay.
Mikkel gets the first rose.
Oh, my God. Her outfit. Did you see her outfit?
She was like it was like a bodycon.
It was like a bandage dress. It was like silver. Dress. And then a shoe with like bows on it.
A shoe with like the satin lace on
shoes.
It. It's like what?
And like a high ponytail.
Yeah, with the 30-inch bumble.
That bundle's just
swinging.
All over
has
the
some
place.
Fresh wand curls in. The Rapunzel hair.
We didn't even hear about Mikkel. That's like she was riding off this entrance.
Was she on the group date?
Nope.
So she was one of the girls in the house.
Mm-hmm. She was riding off that entrance.
Like, oh, yeah. That entrance and the car with the hair. And the That's going to let her ride out for at least another 3 episodes
at least.
At least. We have Jenna.
Yeah.
With the crazy eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. With the one eyebrow.
The one eye. Yeah,
arch.
Not eyebrows. The crazy eyebrow.
Wow.
Her dress... What was that? It was like green. It had like green flowy.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a lot
like a medieval times. You know,
yeah.
Like, I don't even know what the flowy things hanging from the sleeves. I don't know what that was. Terrible. We have Kendall, who just looks like a train wreck.
Yeah, terrible.
And just overall, a lot of dresses were terrible. This has got to be one of the worst. Dressed casts.
Yeah, for sure.
I think. The research assistant, what's her name?
Oh, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. She had on like a purple satin halter.
Halter. You guys, like you could tie it in the back.
I didn't even know they still made halter dresses.
Like, what are you doing?
I haven't seen a halter since 1998.
But she's from West Virginia.
Yep. She had it.
Mm-hmm.
So, terrible dresses.
Yep.
And then we get down to the last rose of the night. and Bibiana is literally plotting a murder suicide at this very moment. And the producers know this.
Yeah.
So they say, Ari, we've got to give the last rose to Bibiana.
You have to.
Because in any other real world, she would not get the rose.
No.
I mean, love Bibiana. She's adding so much juice to this season. But they talked for 3 seconds before...
Right.
What's-her-face came and stole him away. And their conversation didn't really have much depth because Homegirl didn't come with no agenda to talk about.
And she's not making a physical impression either.
She's not so making not a physical
mental
impression.
Or physical impression nope. on him. Like, come on.
No. So she got the last rose, the producer pick rose.
Mm-hmm.
And some girls went home. Three girls went home. Gotta give, yeah, a little memoriam.
Oh, yeah, memoriam to our Lauren G.
Lauren G.
You had such good hair.
Black girl with the killer bundles.
Yeah.
Who just didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
She left.
So pretty, too.
Very, so pretty. I wanted to see more of her. She was one of my favorites from the cast bios or whatever.
Cast bios and the first episode.
And the first night,
she was, like, really, I don't know. I liked her.
She had to go.
Along
with Valerie and Jen.
This is where she gets my invite to the cookout. My girl put her hands on her hips and said, I'm strutting out.
Nope.
And am I going to look at you? No.
Sure.
No. I'm walking out. I'm not looking at you. No.
She walked right by Ari.
I walked right by him. And then Ari chased after her and was like, I had to make a decision. And she was like, well, I wasn't here for you, actually, just to let you know. Okay, you're not shit. So I wasn't here for you. I was just here and I just made all these friends.
Yeah, she said, I'm not sad about you.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm sad. I think she said, I'm sad about leaving my friends.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Jenna?
Which, not only is that shady, which I appreciated.
Very.
And this could be an invite to a cookout that's maybe even like a bachelorette cookout. Like a bachelorette party cookout. Like it's all the girls, we're all hanging out.
Yep.
We're all telling stories about like, oh, he broke up with me or da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And she tells that epic story. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I read on Twitter, somebody said that she was clearly vying to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
And couldn't make it because she didn't make enough time.
Oh, shit.
And so she was creating more content.
Oh.
More Jenna content so that they might hire her.
And bring her back on.
For whatever, Winter Games, Paradise, whatever else they have
going on. No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Her little, this little exit gave something to remember.
Yes.
Of Jenna.
Yep.
So we might see her on, like, a Bachelor in Paradise or something.
I hope so.
The mean girl who, like, wouldn't say bye to her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So she got both of our... She's going to a lot of cookouts this summer. She going to yours. She going to mine.
Jenna's shady as shit. Oh, and can hang with us.
Yep. What was also weird about her goodbye was Ari, like, hugged her, but she wasn't hugging back.
Oh, yeah, no. She still had the hands on the hips.
And he did
time.
It twice.
Yep.
The second time, even when he was giving... Same thing. He went in for the hug. Just give me a hug. And she still was... I'm like, give it up, Ari. She doesn't want this.
Like,
just, you're embarrassing
yourself.
You're
sending her home.
Yeah. Like, be done with it. So, yeah. That was the episode.
That was the episode, guys. It was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
For the second episode, that was... We had some weird home... We had some weird one-on-one dates.
Yeah.
We had a hometown date.
Hometown.
The fuck? We had a giant group date.
Yep.
And then we had Bibiana just turning all the way up.
Wilding out. And we found out more about CN.
And we learned... Like, we got a new favorite. I mean, she was among our favorites regardless.
Obviously.
But now she's just, like, killing the game.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on next week's episode or predictions?
Well, next week's episode, they all cry, right? There's, like, this big moment
crying.
Where they're like, oh, my God.
Something comes around the corner.
Yeah.
And like, so, yeah.
I don't know what that is. It could be that boyfriend that comes and is like, I want my...
No, they would have teased that.
Oh, okay.
They would have shown that for sure. Oh, I know what it could be. It could be a girl deciding to go home.
Ooh.
Like she comes around the corner with her bags packed.
Yeah.
And is like, I'm leaving, girl.
I'm leaving. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Because he ain't shit.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, no. But inside they're like, yes, one bitch down.
Yes. Oh, man.
Yeah. So that, okay, that's the prediction for next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing from the trailer, Bibiana still bringing drama, and she's like crying in the camera and says, I am broken.
broken, girl. Oh my
God, Bibiana, get a grip. Please. Pull it together.
They're really trying to paint her as this, like, passionate Latin
thing. Yes, the music always comes. Whenever she... The
music.
They come up with that racist-ass Latin music. Well, it was during the Demolition Derby. The
Demolition,
they
yes.
came in, like, oh, Bibiana's, you know, crushing people. And here comes the... Ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Why did the music have to change like that?
That changed for anybody else.
Nobody else. Ugh. Nobody else. So that's it, guys.
That's it.
Nice little episode there for ya.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. As always, please subscribe.
And rate and review us.
Yes.
It really helps if you guys rate and review us. And we always love to hear feedback.
Please. We want to know who is listening. What do you guys think? Like, please leave some reviews for us. You can also connect with us on Twitter. We do live tweet.
Yep.
The Bachelor every Monday. And then we tweet other, you know, random shit throughout the week. So follow us on Twitter. It's 2BLKGirls1Rose. And you use the number 2 and 1.
Yep.
Or you can email us.
Yeah, you can email us at 2BLKGirls1Rose@gmail.com.
Yes, please send us emails, feedback.
Yeah, we would love to hear, like, from you guys.
Yes, are we doing things well?
Right.
Like, are we annoying in certain areas? Like, what do you like from us? What do you don't like? What did you agree on? What did you disagree on? Like, let's chat.
Yeah.
Let's do a little chat.
All
right. So yeah, new episodes every Wednesday.
Yay.
See you guys next Wednesday.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.